Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome in Daytime After Dark. It's Thursday, September 5th. Welcome to our afternoon show. And today we are interviewing one of my favorite guys on the planet, my favorite. One of my favorite guys. I could honestly say, I have three favorites. I have three favorite guys that I love. One died, as you know, Kristoff. So it's really between Zaydi now and Wally Kurth. My favorite guy, either Zaydi or Wally Kurth. It's a very big toss-up because they are both so hot and so handsome. But Wally can sing. Okay, so yeah. Okay, you guys, I just want to now, Wally's here, so please welcome Wally Kurth. And may I add Justin Kiriakis, but Edward Ned Kodermain. Thank you. Hi.
Edward. Hi, Carly.
Well,
how are you?
I thought it was Edward. Isn't it?
What's that?
Yeah, I thought you changed your name to Edward for Tracy, right? And,
yes.
Did the Kodermain. You think you named a Kodermain, right?
Everyone used to think it called me Kodermain anyway. I'm glad they finally changed it. I mean, forever they'd say, you're a Kodermain. You're like Ned Kodermain. I'm like, well, technically I'm Ned Ashton. So now I can say to people when they tell me I'm Ned Kodermain, I can say, yep, you're right, I'm Ned Kodermain.
Well, because at the Nusset Ball, they introduced you and Olivia, as Ned and Olivia Kodermain. And so, that's why I was saying that. But the Wikipedia and stuff hasn't caught on to that you added the Kodermain. So I just thought I will, nicely, tell everyone that you should really put in. But I want to say before I forget, okay, it's been 15 years, which makes me really feel old, Wally, that One Day with Wally has been off the air. And it's 15 years to the day, well, maybe the day that One Day with Wally started, which was, a really good show. I watch it on YouTube all the time still.
You
I can't
do?
Believe
I didn't know they showed that on YouTube. Huh.
Yeah. If you ever want me to send you a clip, let me know. And I just want to say that when you did the One Day with Wally, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart because you did one of the most amazing, amazing One Day with Kristoff. And I appreciate you so much now that we have something like that to watch. And even though it still makes me cry. You did
a
great...
That's,
Yeah, you did such a great job with all of the one day stuff, actors. But I thought you and Christoph, your one day together was awesome. I loved it. And I just wanted to thank you for it because, you know, people can go back on YouTube and watch it. And I am really, really grateful for that.
Well, thank you. You know, that's a good point, actually. We should try to post some of that, Christoph. I didn't know you could even find it on YouTube. And since SoapNet owns it, I can't post it. But if it's on YouTube, I guess you can kind of get it out there. But, yeah, no, you know, it was interesting because I didn't know Christoph until I showed up that morning. And there was a few people that way, like Ari Zucker. Never met her before until I walked right on camera, and there she was. We actually decided to do something different and actually have the cameras rolling while we met. And, yeah, so we did that. I did it with Christoph, and he was so game for, you know, anything. We talked on the phone a little bit about what he wanted to do, and he wanted to do that, you know, that play area with his son. And then we had lunch and then went to his house. And no, it was, yeah, I thought we did a pretty good job of capturing who he was and what he was about. And he was a really, really down to earth guy, actor, and so it was my pleasure to spend the day with him.
You know, it's funny looking back, because if you would have never told me that was your first time meeting him, I would just assume you guys been friends for life the way you guys had chemistry on camera. Yes, I will call it a little bromance. I will say it. I thought there was a little bromance going on between you and Christoph. With, you know, I was a little satisfied, but I thought there was, you know, a great, and you also did a great job with Anthony Geary. That was one of my favorite things, because Anthony Geary is so private. And,
yeah,
you know, the way, you know, you guys were and the way you just guys talked, you know, I thought it was really, really awesome that, you know, we got to know the actors more from watching One Day with Molly. So my question is, if the fans want One Day with Molly to come back, will you do it again? Because I think, it was one of the best concepts. Will you do another show like that?
Well, there's two problems with that. One of the problems is that SoapNet owned it. So
yes.
Disney owns that, has that. Not that it's any great idea. It's basically just the concept of one person scene. But I mean, I think there's shows like that now. I think I've seen some shows where it's you know, somebody hangs out with somebody for pretty much a day or whatever, and that was the concept. So we wouldn't be able to call it One Day with. But the other problem is, I swear to you, anyone, I felt like SoapNet was cursed. It seemed like anyone and everyone who participated in that network, if they were an actor, their acting career was over. It didn't take long. They were no longer an actor on the show. It was as if the show's like, oh, he's doing that SoapNet thing. He's not really an actor. He's like, you know, interview guy. So I would be hesitant to do it again because I'm having so much fun acting that I would hate to lose my career. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, and yes, I mean, I don't want you losing your career either. And I have to tell you that you have been doing a terrific year on both Days and General Hospital. But Molly, if they don't give you an Emmy on Z8, especially for the Oscar stuff, especially when you walk in from the cemetery or the Quartermain, where they keep all the Quartermains, and Jocelyn is on the stairs, and you find out Oscar's gone, and the way you comfort her, and the way you just listen to her, and, you know, that scene just broke my heart in a million pieces. And then the other scene, what you had with Eden was when you told her that you finished, well, you helped Oscar finish the song. And right. I thought, wait a moment, Wally needs a supporting actor Emmy next year for this. And if he doesn't get it, I'm going to the Emmy people. And it's not going to be a nice day. It's not going to be a nice day for them.
Okay. Well, thank you. Unfortunately, I think the Emmy voters like things with a little more fireworks, if you know what I mean.
Well,
you know, like emotional fireworks, you know.
Yeah, at the end, when it was just a small group of Ned and Olivia, Monica, Jason, and Carly, Michael, and Jocelyn, and Andrew and Kim and the bot taking Oscar's body out, and the song played, and how everyone was holding each other. I thought, if that doesn't win the Emmy of the Year for just that moment that no one was speaking, and no one had to even say a word, then there's something wrong with the daytime Emmys in itself. And so I just wanted to make sure to tell you that.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
And my question about Dave, because my grandma loves Dave. Well, I kind of got her back into it because I wanted to make sure Days of Our Life wasn't interrupted every day. And so I gave her a little assignment to watch Days and just make sure it wasn't any breaking news and report back to me. And she loved Dustin and Adrian from the very, very beginning. And she wanted me to ask you, could you see Dustin, because now that Kristen is back and everything is going crazy, and I know you taped this 6 months ago, may I add, but you tell me that Dustin will not defend Kristen or Eve for the actions that they have done to the town lately?
No, he does not. He does not defend them.
Good.
He's not
good. She also wanted me to tell you she thinks Victor is a little hard on Dustin and doesn't give Dustin enough credit for all the things he has done for him. And how many times you've gotten Victor out of jail or out of spending the whole rest of his life in jail. She wanted me to make sure to tell you that. So, yeah, if I didn't tell you that, I would, you know, be in a lot of trouble. So, yeah, with Dave's right now, how do you feel things are going over there? Because, you know, you haven't been on lately. Very much. You and Adrian really both haven't been on lately. And are we going to see you very soon back on the canvas? Because people miss you. People love it when it's Justin Day. And so I'm just asking for people.
I don't know if this is, I think it's common knowledge, but I'm working on Days of Our Lives mostly because I'm under contract over there.
Oh, so
I'm,
okay.
I'm I'm working now. We're 6 months ahead, 7 months ahead, almost 8 months ahead. So you won't really see me full force. I start a major story like the middle of November. So what is that? 2 months away. It's there's a big twist on the show, and it's very interesting. A lot of really fun stuff that's gonna happen. Well, happening now, but also in the middle of November at the end. So that's when I start really appearing a lot. And so that'll be good for people who like Justin. You'll be seeing a lot of me starting in a couple months.
Well,
yeah.
That's good. And, you know, I talked to James Reynolds, and he said, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, that when you take 6 months ahead and people asking you about now, do you guys even remember what you just did?
No, as a matter of fact, I can watch a show.
Yeah, he said that too.
I can watch the show at the beginning of the show and go, oh, I remember that scene. And I don't remember. I can't remember what the rest of my scenes are in that episode, which is absurd because when I do General Hospital, I know it's only been 3 or 4 weeks. So I know exactly what I did in that show and what scenes are, you know, next. But, you know, 8 months have passed and so much story has passed. And I know that the writers feel the same way. The writers are like, oh my gosh, but I mean, sometimes it's almost a year where they had an idea for a story and then they finally see it on camera, you know, on air, because it's by the time they developed it, you know, developed the story and then wrote it and then they acted it and then it aired, you know, 7 months later. It's a long time. So anyway, yes,
A lot of people were saying on Twitter and Facebook that you and Adrian wasn't at Caroline Birdie's, you know, funeral, when they had the Iris rake, whatever you want to call it. You guys were not there, and with surprising the audience that, wait a moment, you know, it's really weird that they were not there. And, you know, I explain to people that when you have a day like that, you cannot get everyone in the same room to do a funeral because it's a long day, right?
Right. And it was a Brady. It was, you know, Carol and Brady. We're not Bradys. And even though Adrian is, you know, and is Steve's, you know, sister, you know, we weren't blood relatives, so I can kind of understand why we weren't at the Brady wake, the Irish wake.
Well, exactly. And my question for Dave before I bring on callers is, my question about Dave is, everyone loves Ned and Olivia, and we are hoping we will see more interaction with them, because basically Olivia's been hanging out with Sunny more than Ned. Nothing bad is going on there. Don't worry. Nothing. They are just grieving the loss of Dante going crazy. So you don't have to worry about Olivia sitting on you or anything.
Yeah.
But people are just wondering if you guys will be doing any stuff really time soon. And I know you can't talk about it, but people are just hoping you guys are on scene together soon.
Yeah. Well, the wonderful thing about what happened with Days of Our Lives was that Days of Our Lives and General Hospital coordinated and worked together and said that I can still go off. I can still go do General Hospital. I just have to work around. You know, Days gets first choice if I have to work. But I can still do General Hospital, and Frank is allowing me to go do Days, and also knows that he can use me if he needs me to come on General Hospital. So I'm the luckiest actor in town that I can get to do both shows. So, so I know I have a feeling that I'll be back doing some General Hospital, you know, probably in a couple months.
I just say
which would be great.
That if you wanted to accidentally punch Julian, I'm okay with that. He, you know, he has gone on, you know, Ned's skin a couple of times. So if you accidentally punch him, it's quite all right. You know, I'm just
punch who?
Giving Ned an idea, you know, that you could bring back to the writers, because I would love to see you guys really go at it. And I think it would be a really good, like, if you guys got in a ball fight together. And I would love
Did you say Julian?
Yeah. I mean, because
he's Leo's father. I don't want to be decking Leo's father.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about... But I have an anger because I really think 20 years from now we will find out that Julian is not really a Leo, it's really Ned. I just have a feeling that, you know, you're really the baby daddy of Leo, even though I cannot prove it. But
okay.
I just think that, you know, that would be really, awesome to do. But I just thought I put out there, but I better bring on other people because they might kill me. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Bobby. Oh, I'm so glad. Bobby, you got to make it.
Yeah, despite the weather here, I'm here. How are you doing today, Wally?
Who's this?
Bobby.
Oh, hi, Bobby. I'm doing well.
Yeah, hey,
beautiful
Wally.
Here in Southern California.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. You guys had back-to-back earthquakes on back-to-back days a couple months ago. We get a hurricane, so I'm just rather prefer to take California's earthquakes over a hurricane any day.
Okay, well, hang in there. Hope you're okay. Where are you? Where are you located? On the East Coast?
Oh, I'm in Fayetteville, North Carolina, but I'm not far, but I'm just about 2 hours from the coast, and they're supposed to get the worst of
all
it.
Right.
But I just wanted to say, when I was looking back at the One Day With episodes that you done, the Kristoff one was very interesting because it kind of found it funny that you would interview him and you would get a chance to say hi to his older son, Julian, and then all of a sudden, a decade later, they're no longer here. So that's kind of just odd and sad when I look at it.
It's, he was, there was his youngest son that was there. I don't think, right?
Right.
Gosh,
I don't remember either because this had been like almost a decade ago or 15 years ago, like Carly said. But I think also another good interview you did was a good one with Stephen LaRue because he was just leaving All My Children and just about to do CSI Miami. And as you know, she's back on daytime on Young and the Restless right now. But
I
found it very interesting, and I found how cute her daughter was at the time. And now when I look at the Instagram pictures, she really have grown up.
Yeah.
So,
I should follow her on Instagram. That's good. I should do that. She's a lovely lady.
I really love the time you spent with Scott Clifton, because when I look at him now on Bold and Beautiful, he's more serious than what he was back in the day when you interview him or what he was on General Hospital, because he's more serious than what he's done, and he won 3 Emmys because of Dad's work, and he has been involved in an interesting and a lot of good storylines on that show.
Yeah.
So I was very impressed with what Scott had done and how mature he had become since the day that you interviewed him.
Yeah. Well, he was always a pretty together young guy. So the fact that he has matured into a pretty serious, you know, solid young man doesn't surprise me all that much. Yeah, but I'm happy. I agree. I'm happy to see him, blossom into a really lovely actor.
Yeah, especially with the storylines that he has gotten on Bold and Beautiful, and with the baby drama storyline that have happened on that show, and the love triangle that happened on that show. But I just think that it would be nice to see one person back on GH that I haven't seen in a long time, Brooklyn. I don't care if it's Adrian or the recap, but it would be great to see Brooklyn back on GH because she can interact with her dad more often and interact with Olivia and everything else. Because that would be great if Brooklyn can come back to GH.
Yeah, I agree. I think I've heard her name being tossed around, so it won't surprise me if someday that happens.
All right, but.
I don't know anything right now, but I've heard, her character mentioned, and so I know that there's, they've discussed it, so hopefully it'd be great. I'd love to have her back. It's always nice to have, family and stuff, especially with Tracy gone. It's nice to have her. It would be nice to have a daughter.
Well, I would just like to say I wish you the best of luck out there in California.
Thank you, Bobby.
Best luck on Dave and best luck on Dave and GH. And I will try once the weather comes down to watch one of the shows because with the weather that's been going on today, I got hurricane reports all day long on my local channel.
I bet you did.
To look around for hours for where the shows were. But you have a great night and.
Thank you, Bobby.
Talk to you soon. All right.
All right, Bobby. And let me just thank you for watching. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I love what I do.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a little behind, but I'm going to try to catch up.
That's okay. Thank you for watching.
All right.
Okay, Bobby. I'm going to put you on hold. And David is next. Hey, David.
Hi, Wally. Hi, Cardi. How you doing, Wally?
Hi, David. Is this David Burgess?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Nice. Okay, David. Nice to hear. How you doing today?
Yes, you're number one fan next to me. So we have a little fight over you. So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
David, do you have a question for me?
Yes. Okay. What's like performing in Nursing Ball? What's your favorite performance in Nursing Ball? Do you have a favorite performance in this ball?
Well, it's funny. I was just watching the Access TV today, and they were doing a making a Bat Out of Hell album with Meatloaf, and you took the words right out of my mouth. That was actually a fun song. I enjoyed that. That was sort of like my first song back onto the. Into the Nurse's Ball. But I tell you, there were so many, now that I think about it, I sang a heck of a lot of songs on that.
Yes.
I'd forgotten that I'd sing Somewhere, I sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I don't remember. I mean, that was like, I saw that on YouTube and I went, wow, I forgot about that. That was a really fun song. I really enjoyed singing the Elton John song with Brooklyn the other day, a few years ago. That was fun. But I also enjoyed singing with Olivia the last few times. The Queen song, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, that was fun. Of course, she wasn't in that number, but I sang it to her. And then the George Michael song, Faith, that was fun. That was the first song we sang together. And this last year, Get Closer. That was fun. All the recent songs have been a lot of fun. And then back in the day when the Idol Rich was on the show, those were fun songs too. So it's sort of every year. I look forward to it.
You think Bessie is amen anytime soon? Amen. You think Bessie amen? You think Bessie amen? You performing at amen? Putting on your leather pants.
Yeah, when I performed as Eddie Main years ago with Idol Rich. Yeah, those were fun songs. I mean, I think I can't remember all the songs. I don't think. Well, did we only – I think we only sang a couple songs at the Outer Ridge, but I remember singing You're Having My Baby, I think, when Rena was pregnant. I remember that.
You're Having My Baby. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I love the Nursing Ball. I suspect the fans still like it.
And we like worked with Freddie Smith, who played your son Tony. We like working with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think y'all have good chemistry.
Yeah.
With Freddie Smith. So,
yeah.
Like.
Thank you. Yeah. No. Freddie's a really good guy. I forgot. I think he's. It's been like 5 or 6 years, hasn't it, since he's been on that show? He's had a good run. And he's he's one of those actors that, we work so fast, and not everyone can, in a way, can handle the pace. But he's one of those young actors that just sort of stepped up and learned how to do it. And we have a lot of those actors on both shows that really impressed me, because I don't know, when I was young, we had a lot longer days, and we seemed to pull it off, and it was a little easier to get the work done. And now it's like, it's so fast, everything in one take. And I've been doing it a long time, so it's easier for me. But some of these younger actors, I just don't know how they do it. It's crazy. But Freddie's a really good guy. I'm very happy to have him as my son. Come on.
Yeah, I think it'll.
Oh. Okay.
David, did you have any more questions?
No. Thank you for coming on, Wally.
Oh, you're welcome, David. It's nice to hear your voice.
And you too.
Okay, will go to Maggie. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Wally. Hi, Carly. How you doing?
Yes, Maggie. Long, I'm happy.
I am looking very forward to the November Justin arc. I can't wait to see it. And
I'm sorry, what's your first name?
Maggie.
Maggie. Oh, hi, Maggie.
Maggie. Hi.
Yeah, no, it's they've really invested in Justin, and they really wrote me a story that is going to be really I'll have to say probably one of the more challenging story arcs I think I've ever had. And so as an actor and as an artist, it's always fun to be challenged, and so I hope the fans will like it. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it sounds great. I can't wait to see it. And I heard a rumor that you were going to sing tonight.
Yeah, Carly asked me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which, please.
Okay. You want me to do it now?
Please.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Wally.
Okay. Let's stay here. All right. I'm going to go walk out here and get over here. Oh, it looks like okay, let me grab my guitar.
Wow. We're in for a treat.
Well, this is a song that I didn't know. I thought Carly was more of a Days of Our Lives fan, but
mm-hmm.
I think it's General Hospital too. But this is a song that that I sang on Days of Our Lives a lot of times. I call it Justin's greatest hit.
There you go.
But it's
I love Justin.
It's called Gimme Wings. First of all, can you hear that pretty well?
Mm-hmm, really good.
Okay, all right. The answer kept coming. Roll up my love. Wanna sing you mine. Never. I said on this earth I would not do. She said everything I wanted, you have to get on with me. So now there's only one more thing I need. If you love me.
Amazing.
Amazing. Oh, oh my gosh.
So beautiful.
We have an hour of all we just sing next time. I never thought about it until then.
Oh. I was so looking forward to it.
Oh my God.
It's outstanding. Wow.
Did it sound okay? Was it? I'm just singing it through my phone. Is that all right? Did it sound okay?
It sounded perfect. It sounded like you were right on the, what do you call it? Justin was doing it. Well, you weren't Justin at the time. You were Wally.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so very, very much. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
And we
you're
love
welcome.
You.
Thank you for watching. And Maggie, thank you for watching. I really love what I do, and I appreciate you watching the show because I love being an actor.
Every day. Okay, those are my two. Well, my heart is GH, but those are my two that I have to see.
Maggie, do you have any other questions?
I'm just amazed with what you know. I think I pass it on to the next person.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
no problem. So, in closing, I just have to know three things. Okay, we haven't got, now that Steve's been back for, almost 2 years, we got Jason and Ned scene, and you guys were kind of nice to each other. And you guys always been kind of nice to each other. But, how do you feel that, now Jason's back? And, Franco thinks he drew, but my question is, how do you feel really that, Drew came into the Quartermains, and Olivia kind of yelled at you and said, wait a moment, he's part of the family. How do you feel, how does Ned feel about him now that, he was part of the family and everything?
Well, I really enjoy working with, well, first of all, I just enjoy working with all different actors. So it was fun working with Billy, and Billy being a part of the family, and that was always cool. I always hoped they'd even do even more with it. But, yeah, no, and then, of course, you know, Steve, having Steve back. But, I mean, Steve never really worked for ELQ, and so I never, even though, you know, Steve and, or Jason and Ned were actually very close. In fact, when Jason got in his accident, it was Ned that saved him and that took the blame and to protect AJ, to say that he was the one that was driving because AJ was drunk. So all along, Ned's always sort of taken Jason's side and helped Jason. I've always felt like they just sort of let that story go as well. Like they act as if Jason and Ned hate each other when it's in truth they're actually quite close. Yeah, you know, but anytime they, you know, I mean, I liked having Drew around, and unfortunately he's not on the show anymore, but yeah, I really enjoyed working with him, so.
Yeah, and my other question before I let you go, I've always, you know, ever since Zach's been back, Ingrid's been back, I kind of miss the Ned and Zach's friendship, and it's weird that we are not seeing, you know, I hope we see that down the line, because Ned and Zach has been through a lot. I mean, after all, you guys went through that fake marriage together with Alexis and Chloe, even though Chloe died, and even though I thought you were really good with Chloe, and I thought Alexis for you was gonna, you know, always end up leaving Ned. So when you got with Olivia, I was happy, because you finally found a really great woman to be with. And also, Olivia reminded me of Lila Quartermain in a way, and your marriage just reminds me of Edward and Lila. I mean, besides the seating on, you know, each other and stuff.
Yeah.
But
no, I agree. I think she makes a great Quartermain, and I look forward to. I know they want to do more story with Ned and Olivia, so that story is not over by any stretch. So that'll be fun. And yeah, no, I think Lisa's great. So
you have to be nice to Sunny, in my words, because, you know, Sunny is a very, nice guy, and you guys have been getting along, and after all, he is, you know, Rocco's grandfather, so you kind of got to get along with Sunny, and I love it when you and Manish Bernard get to have seen together. I think you guys are really good. And I am sorry you lost the mayor's race, even though I was kind of voting for Laura. I feel sorry for Ned that he lost the race.
You voted for Laura? How was I supposed to beat Laura Spencer? Okay, I'm sorry. If Laura's going to run for mayor, Laura wins the mayorship. That's all right.
But,
you know,
Alexis Tamper, gonna say that my little Spencer did anything wrong, but maybe you guys should have a recount. Because maybe you didn't lose.
No.
How you think you lost? We all love the earthquake stuff, and you did a good job when you were mayor as the mayor when the earthquake thing happened, and I thought it was a really cool idea for an earthquake to come to Posadas and wreck everything, so I thought you did a great job.
Thank you. No, I think Ned's political days are over. if I have anything to do with it. let me just say this about Sonny. I don't have a bone to pick with Sonny anymore. I mean, first of all, he's Olivia's ex, or no, I guess they weren't married, were they? No, I got nothing. I mean, Sonny and Ned actually, I think, have gotten along lately, right? We're not going head to head anymore. So now I don't have a beef with Sonny at this point.
Yeah,
Sonny's always going to be there. Can you promise us
that you will be able to come maybe back in November or December once the storyline starts up?
Yeah, why don't we wait at least another 6 months, because we'll let it really get going here. Let it roll a little bit. Not in November, but I'll come back like in March or April when
that would be perfect. Have a great day.
Okay.
And thank you for doing this.
Carly.
And just remember,
just remember
when you're on dates, don't say the Quartermain Mansion. And when you're on General Hospital, don't say the Kiriakis Mansion. Because I think
have done it in rehearsal. I've definitely done it in rehearsal, but I don't think I've ever done it on air. But I'll make sure I don't do it once
because I saw I swore I heard it out of your mouth, but I could be wrong. But
I think
two different soaps, I can see how you can do that, but. Thank you for coming on, and we will get back to you in March once the storyline plays out.
Okay. Sounds good, Carly.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you. Have a great day, Molly.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Great interview, and it was great to hear Wally sing.
Oh, it was beautiful. Amazing.
Okay, so there was a couple of announcements. I love it that when we have announcements on the show, we got everyone on. Yes. Okay. So we have a couple people coming on. I would like you guys to know, because we are all a team. And even though we get crazy on here,
no.
So,
no, not.
Never.
We will be having.
I think so.
We will be having David. Okay, we will be having Tracy from Border Beautiful on. September 9th at 5 p.m. We will have Kevin Brief on September 11th at 5 p.m. We will have Brad.
No, are those times Eastern or Pacific?
My time.
Pacific.
Brad
okay.
Moore and Becky Zeman on September 13th. Karen Lowe on September 17th. Wesley and Sue on 23rd, and David, why don't you make the other announcement who's coming on?
We got October 1st, we got Captain Gotti. Come in. Captain Gotti. Come in. That's old.
Kathleen. Oh, she looks so beautiful today. She is beautiful.
Well, we were supposed to have her on this week, but the damn hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she decided to switch it.
I know. And Bobby, I've been worried about you. I do have a heart. Unlike some people think I don't. Some people think I'm mean. I've been worried about you, so I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, Bo as well.
Yeah. Like I was telling Wally earlier, I couldn't find Dave or GH until like the last minute on other channels, and it was too late to record because it was almost over, and because of the hurricane report, because I went through every channel, even movies and sports channels, looking for it today. And I figured because of the weather, because every channel locally was having the hurricane report. So I went through every channel on my cable box just to look for it. And by the time I came to it, it was a little too late. But
we've been praying for you. So the hurricane, we've been worried about you, so we are just so glad that you're okay so far.
Yeah.
And also,
It just started getting windy and rainy in the last few hours. And before I go, I meant to say this in previous shows in the last couple of weeks, but there is going to be some GA stars coming to Raleigh in March, and I'm interested in going to that event on March 22nd. So I'm saving up my money. Right now, so far, I got $5 saved up, and I'm just waiting for my next paycheck to save up some more.
I know how you can save up more. Go to the casino and win, and then you can win more money.
Well, there's only one problem. There's no casinos nearby
North Carolina
except for Harris Casino in Cherokee, North Carolina. That's a good 4 hours drive. So I don't think I want to head almost to Tennessee just to gamble.
Okay. Well, I thought that might be a good idea. And the other announcement is we are not going to have a show tomorrow night because we are having a show today. And, I'm a little tired, and the weather here is making me hot. And also, we will be having a show, next week. So it's not like we won't be having shows. And I just want to have a little rant because it's my show. My little rant of the day. Here it goes. Do we really need Vivian Adamain back on Days of Our Life? Do we really need her back?
Now, first of all.
I'm not done with my rant.
Okay, continue. Continue, and then I'll just.
Maybe you can explain to the boys while I'm on a rant. I mean, I'm not finished.
It usually does. I guess we'll let you continue.
I love Robin Strasser. I love that she's back on OTV, but she could take in another role as the not Vivian because I really don't like Vivian. Hold on. 5574, you're on the air.
Is she crying? If she is, that's hilarious. Care if she's
Who
crying? Are you crying?
No.
Is your dumbass crying? Don't
Who
put
is
me
it?
On. You don't want to deal with me. Oh, no. Here I come.
Frank?
Okay, I'm sorry he got hung up on you guys.
Frank?
I wasn't saying he was going to be a bad call.
Was it Frank?
I don't know who that was.
I don't know, but I was, you know, I thought he was going to, you know. And my other rant, okay, hold on. Hi, you're on the air.
Will you stop crying?
What?
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you whining and crying about something? I don't even know what you're talking about, but it sounds like you're just crying.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to hang up on you because you are very rude. And I wasn't crying. I was ranting. Maybe you said the verb in the fucking dictionary. Okay. I know that was kind of rude.
I apologize right there. I'm not going to start. I don't know what is his problem, but he was doing fine with the rant, and I want to just say my own opinion about the whole Vivian thing. If Robin is trying to make her more like what she did with One Life Before, it's working.
And, you know, but I do love Dorian. I mean, I don't like Dorian, but I love Robin. And my other little rant is I'm over Riz. I'm over Riz, and so yeah, that's my other rant. And my other rant is we need to, well, I need to see today's the 8th. But yeah, you guys, I need your opinion. That caller is on the line. I shouldn't take it, right?
Nope. Nope.
Maggie?
No.
I'm afraid to find out who he is.
Me too.
Okay. And, you know what? If 5774 was a nice person, I would take your call, but you're not nice. Does anyone have anything else to say before hours up?
No, I'm just glad you handled it because I just would have just been mad because I'm thinking this might be a prank caller, and I'm glad you didn't just let this escalate.
Right. Me too.
I'm glad he ain't called while the interview. I'm glad he ain't called while the interview. That would have been bad.
We had a wonderful interview today with Wally, and we don't need it messed up by somebody.
Well, yes, exactly.
I just want to get ready to watch the Bears game, right, Maggie?
Me too.
I don't know if I'm gonna actually get the game or I'm gonna have to go to an alternate channel because of the hurricane coverage. But I'll see what happens, and I'll just text you back to tell you that if it's on locally on our channel or we have to go to another channel for it.
I just
hope the Bears win. I will be praying for the Bears.
Thank you.
And I want to say that we are playing the Bengals on Sunday on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Go Hawks! We are going to have a winning season. And no negative talk.
Well, we're not going to get that game in. We're not going to get that game unless...
one of the teams that has a very good team.
Well, I don't think I'm going to get the Seahawks game here in North Carolina because we already have been assigned the Titans and Browns already, and after that, it's going to be local programming. So I'm afraid that I can't get it unless I can get the NFL package or Red Zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a great show tonight. I'm wonderful that Wally was here and sang.
And also, before I forget, it's football season, so expect a lot of swearing to go on. And just relax tonight and go Bears. And I hope everyone has a great night. And maybe don't lose your voice.
Okay.
And also, don't try to relax when you're watching the Bears.
Okay, I'll try to.
Okay, bye everyone.
Bye
everyone.
Guys.
Have a good night.
Bye,
Cody.
Bye, Maggie. Go.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hey, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Good night. Good night.
Bye.
That's how it goes. I know the valley's
Oh my God. Okay, everyone, have a great weekend, and we will be back next week. Bye-bye.